When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyway, podcast back for another episode. Frankie C is in the house.
He is.
And we're talking about the Boeing whistleblower. I rarely scare. A little frightened to talk about this. This is another one of those.
Oh, am I sitting out on this one?
I wish somebody else would deliver it. I wish I could say Epstein. Who's the other guy? John McAfee. Things that just don't sit well with me.
Okay.
Things that I could say. I could see myself being taped to a chair in a warehouse in the middle of nowhere going, I swear I didn't say that. That wasn't me.
And they just play it for you right in your face?
Yeah, yeah.
That's AI, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. AI can do anything these days.
Now we could do that. Kate Middleton's photoshopping nightmare controversy. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. We have an Oscar recap. Frank and I made predictions. I haven't even checked yet to see who was right or wrong. Did you?
I think I got pretty close.
Okay. Uh-oh. Now I'm nervous. Loser has to Matt Rife, two Hollywood executives. So I'm getting very nervous about it now. Long Island bodies found and identified. Jay Sabs will be here with us to talk about that. And we have a blind top five to play all on this episode. My goodness, that is a podcast.
So you could take the lead on this one.
Very scary, because when you look at the way airplanes have been performing in the last few years, and let's work backwards. The last thing was a landing gear wheel just flew off a plane, destroyed half a parking lot. And was that LAX, I think?
I don't know, but the footage is pretty crazy. The thing just, you imagine a giant airplane tire just going at 200 miles an hour, just bloom, just...
I'll tell you what.
Scary shit.
In the era of scrolling social media, I saw that and I was like, eh. And I just kept going. And then I saw the video of the car and I was like, oh my God. Like, this is
terrible.
I
didn't see the car. All I saw was the tire coming off the plane.
Smashed. Like, a car, like, just smashed. Like, you could tell, like, if that had landed on a human being. Dead. There's no way they wouldn't have been killed instantly. There's just no way. And could you imagine? I mean, be honest. We never really played baseball, you or I, but we've tracked some pop-ups in the outfield. It could be a little hard. Could you imagine seeing that thing? And like, I just feel
you gotta run away. If you see something like that coming at you, you gotta run away from it. Not like a Looney Tunes character. You can't run in a straight line. In the direction it's going, you got to go opposite time.
I think it's hard to judge that, though.
Well, if it's going north and south, you got to run east or west, or else you're just in the line of fire.
Good point. But I feel like sometimes, like when you're looking at an object in the sky, it could be a little hard at first to judge.
Yeah, especially if it's moving at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, and you're not expecting. I mean, and we're talking about you've spotted it from a good distance. You may not have spotted it from a good distance.
Did it hit anyone? Didn't it hit
anybody. No.
Okay.
It hit a car. It smashed the hell out of a car. I mean, just took it out.
I'm sure the airline pays for that, no?
Yeah.
One car? It only hit one car?
It was a Toyota Camry, too. Yeah.
That's crazy that it only hit one car. That thing was moving. How did it stop at one car?
It was in the long-term parking, because it was like literally just as the thing was taken off. So the long-term parking in the LAX, I believe so. I think I have all of this right. I didn't study it.
That is okay. Crazy.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised more of that kind of shit doesn't happen. I remember we used to live near an airport.
Yeah.
The backyard was it was a giant airport. And a long time ago, back in like the 80s or early 90s, my uncle found a bolt in his pool.
Really?
In his pool. Yeah, just he just went swimming and it was sitting at the bottom of the pool, and it could only have come from, I mean, it wasn't like someone hurled a, you know, giant, where do you get one, you know, it had to be something off of a plane.
It wasn't like a bolt out of a piece of wood. It was like an airplane bolt.
It was a gigantic. I mean, that was the story. I never saw the thing, but he said, yeah, he found it at the bottom of the pool.
That's creepy. I'm surprised more of that didn't happen. You're right. I mean, literally, we grew up in a place where planes would pass over our houses every four day. And a half minutes.
Yeah. You could barely hear each other. Who's entered the chat? Someone's here.
JSAPS is here.
Someone who needs to take their allergy medicine.
Tell me about it. If I was your uncle, Frank, I would have taken that bolt and smashed it into one of my children's heads. I'd be like, look what you did to my kid.
That seems like awful times.
Yeah, but big payday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you throw it through like, you know, your Picasso and be like, you see what happened?
Picasso, not convincing. Kids are really going to move a jury.
What did I walk into?
We're talking about the...
Yeah, an airplane. Remember, I don't know if you saw the news story, the airplane, the tire came off the plane as it was taking off and it smashed into someone's car.
No, we're talking about a guy who was a mystery. We're talking about maybe one of the biggest conspiracy theories of 2024 so far. And we're just starting with the background of it and the fact that airplanes are falling apart in midair. So we started
with... build some new airplanes, by the way? I feel like all the planes we have are from like the 70s.
No, but they are. A lot of these Boeing planes are new. The 737s, they're the problems.
Yeah, you're talking to someone who used to work for an aerospace parts distributor.
I forgot.
That doesn't comfort me.
Doesn't make me feel good about any of this.
No. I didn't make the parts. We just sold them. But I will say this. I definitely had some calls from Boeing saying, oh, this happened. We had to check the parts.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, seriously.
No. Yeah, no. Okay. Stop talking.
Are you scared?
Stop saying things that are going to get us a deposition.
Not me. That's you know what it is? It happens all the time, though. Sorry.
You're not helping.
I'm saying in general.
We have nothing to do with this.
Not just planes.
The previous was a play that we've written called What the Fuck Are We Talking About?
Yeah. All right. The landing gear fell off recently. Before that, it was the friggin' door that came off midway through the flight. You remember that?
A whole panel of the plane came off as people are sitting there. That's scary shit.
Very, very scary. And then before that, you could point to a couple of plane crashes. I mean, mostly on the other side of the world. It's weird when a plane crashes on the other side of the world, we're like, oh, that's unfortunate. When a plane crashes here in the United States, we're like, holy shit, we got to fix everything. Yeah,
we got to get on this. This is a problem.
This cannot stand.
Jeez.
Anyway, fast forward, long story short, John Barnett is a gentleman who had worked for Boeing for 32 years. He retired in 2017. He had been raising concerns with Boeing for quite some time until he finally decided to be a whistleblower. He was involved in a whistleblower suit that was going on down, I believe, in the Carolinas, because their production facility is down in North Carolina. So here's this young man, worked for Boeing for 32 years. Decided that, hey, what I'm seeing here is not safe. This is not good. They're rushing quality. They're putting people's lives at risk, perhaps. I'm going to go whistleblow. I'm going to go uncover this whole thing, hopefully in an effort to save lives. Admirable, right? This is somebody that, as somebody who takes an airplane, you want these people to exist in the world, right?
100%.
Dead. 2 days ago, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, I mean, why do we think conspiracy, though?
Because why would anybody who is on a mission to do something admirable all of a sudden want to take their own life in the midst of this battle against one of the largest corporations that we have on the planet? That has government contracts.
Do you think he felt like I was a part of this for 32 years kind of thing?
And felt guilty about it before it came to its conclusion?
I don't know. We don't know. I mean, we're jumping to conclusions. We don't know the guy's mental state. We don't know who he is.
You're right, Frank. I think he was unstable and wrong. Good move, buddy.
Thank you.
It's beyond the government. You know who's right? It's the government.
Can't.
They
can't
probably should have killed him. I mean, should have let him alone.
No.
Kill himself.
No. It's terrible what happened. I don't know. We don't know what happened. Basically, the guy. I mean, when did this start? When did the lawsuit start?
All right, let's go down the pedigree information of it all. He told you he worked for them for 32 years. He retired in 2017 on the grounds of health. From 2010 on, he worked as quality manager at the North Charleston plant, making the 787 Dreamliner, the state-of-the-art airliner used mainly during long-haul routes. In 2019, Barnett told the BBC that under pressure, workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the product line.
Wasn't he the manager though?
He was the quality manager.
Quality manager? Shouldn't he have mm-hmm. been the guy that stops that?
Listen, how does it all work?
Sure. Who knows? Who knows who's in charge, really?
He soon said he had also said he uncovered serious problems with oxygen systems, which means one in four breathing masks would not work in an emergency.
Oof.
Yeah. He said soon after he started working in the South Carolina plant that he had become concerned that he was that the push to get new aircraft built meant the assembly process was rushed and safety was compromised, something that the company has denied. He later told the BBC that workers had failed to follow procedures intended to track components through the factory, allowing defective components to go missing. Some that probably came from Janine's former workplace.
Oh, God.
He said in some cases, substandard parts had even been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line.
I can confirm that.
He also claimed that tests on emergency oxygen systems, due to be fitted on the 787 showed a failure rate of 25%, meaning that one in four could fail to deploy in a real life emergency.
Oh God.
Barnett said he alerted managers to his concerns, but that no action was taken. Boeing denied his assertions. However, in 2017, a review by the U.S. regulator, the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, did uphold some of Mr. Barnett's concerns.
I wonder if there's a paper trail. I mean, if you made a complaint, maybe was it a formal complaint, you know, emails or...
Well, that's the thing, right, with these whistleblower complaints. Like, you're supposed... These are very delicate things because a lot of the times when you whistleblow, you're divulging company secrets, which means that, in essence, you're breaking the law, especially if you've signed an NDA or a this or a that, or so you could be subject to a lot of ramifications. Yeah.
But right. doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're in a situation where your company is doing something wrong, there should be there's whistleblower laws in effect.
There is. That's what I'm saying. It has to fall under those whistleblower laws, which is a very delicate thing. And you have to follow certain rules, regulations, protocols in order to get that sort of protection, right? The whistleblower protection, especially when you're dealing with companies that have government contracts, which Boeing has a lot of big government contracts. They make a lot of airplanes, mm-hmm. Not only for airlines, but also for the military.
Well, Mountaintops has a good question.
Mountaintops?
Uh-oh. Yep.
Anthony, you are airport, right?
Next question.
How many inspections have you seen in real time? I'm in the airline industry, and gate times, arrival, departure matters most, correct? I will say, I have experienced this firsthand where I'm trying to think if it was pre or post 9/11. It was post, I think, now that I... No, it was pre. It was pre 9/11. I worked in a baggage area, and every bag was supposed to be x-rayed, And I did have a supervisor one time go, the plane's got to go. And we had a whole thing to still x-ray. And he's like, I don't care. I'm not filling out paperwork tonight. And basically threw these bags on an airplane. And I got to tell you, I was very uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Oh, dude.
And I did not really sleep. You know this. I was in college at the time. So I was very young. And there was a lot of other people there, too. Luckily, nothing happened, obviously. But I didn't say anything. And I really felt bad about it. And I thought it was really irresponsible of him.
Sure.
To do that, because we were talking about a few extra minutes, but back then, and again, this was pre 9/11. I believe all of this had changed afterwards. To mountaintops Tops. Point, it was like the worst thing in the world that can happen is you push a plane off a gate late. That was a nightmare for a lot of people, which is why they cut all those corners. You know,
I feel like, I mean, that shouldn't be. Planes are always late. I don't understand. You say it's the worst thing in the world, but I feel like they're always late. I mean, it might be by a few minutes. It might be by an hour, but they're never, not never, but they're very rarely on time.
Well, let me tell you the difference. You could be late up there. You could be late because of weather. You could not take off because of a lightning storm in the area. All that kind of stuff. The tower's down. You could be late for all of those things. Baggage, cargo, the crew, fuel, catering, those things could not make a plane late. That would be
a crew nightmare. Couldn't. So if there's no crew,
nightmare's worth of paperwork. I'm saying, like, from the ramifications of the staff and employees, mm-hmm. it would be endless of what happened and why.
Because of paperwork?
Yeah, like I remember one time the catering truck. Right. They pull the thing up and the guy pushes the thing out like the tray with all the sandwiches and stuff. And he's not close enough to the plane. So the thing just right over the side and there's just sandwiches everywhere. And that was like, I mean, that catering company was like, and I heard about it for months. Like they just, it was like endless. They had to go back and get a new thing. And the plane was like, again, the plane was like 10 minutes late leaving it's leaving the gate. You push back from the gate and stand out on the tarmac for 4 hours, nobody gives a shit.
That's so stupid. I feel like, you know what? If it comes down to safety or, you know, if there's no sandwiches, all right, we could probably take off. But if it comes down to safety, oh, there you go.
Janine is also correct. I'm not going to read that out loud, but Janine is also correct. That did happen.
I feel like the people on the plane, if you asked everybody on the plane, would you mind if we're 20 minutes late, half hour late?
Right.
If it concerns your safety, not at all. Take your time.
Right.
Everybody on that plane is going to be like, yeah, that's fine.
I wouldn't say that.
If they said we have to check something so you don't crash, well, and it's going to take us a half an hour to make sure the system is operating the right way.
Because there's people who don't care and they just want to get to their destination.
Yeah, but
and they'll just
they want to get there.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? You're still gonna have assholes.
I'm with
the majority.
There's a couple of people that I feel would take a look around the airplane and go, "Let's risk it." Seems like
exactly.
A couple nuns here. There's a lot of women in the back. I think we'll be fine.
Well, then you kick them off the plane. I'm sorry. This is the way that this is what it is. There's got to be a person like the principal of the place, the guy in charge, the you know, who's like, nope, well, sorry, these are the rules.
I think you'll have to wait. A lot of that changed after 9/11. Obviously, a lot of that changed. Things were very, very different. But I'm just saying, to Mountain's point, it did happen. I did see it. I did see it once for myself. I absolutely saw it once for myself.
Yeah, some weird, you know. I feel like in every, like in that case, so. There should be someone walking around going, yeah, I don't care if we're late. We get this, we do this right. There's 200 people on that plane. We're making sure it's safe. That's it.
Yeah. All right, let me get back to John Barnett and the conspiracy here. So after he retires, he starts the legal action against the company, starts the whistleblowing. He accused the company of denigrating his character and hampering his career because of the issues he pointed out. Charges that were rejected by Boeing. At the time of his death, Mr. Barnett had been in Charleston for legal interviews. So he was down there giving depositions to Boeing's lawyers and his own, you know, he was cross-examined by his own counsel. He'd been due to undergo further questioning on Saturday when he did not appear. Inquiries were made at his hotel. He was subsequently found dead in his truck in the hotel car park. Speaking to the BBC, his lawyer described his death as tragic. In a statement, Boeing said, "We are saddened by Mr. Barnett's passing, and our thoughts are with his family and friends."
Well, it is terrible. It sounds like he gave the information, though. So I feel like anybody, let's say it was nefarious, you know, some kind of foul play. Whatever he was going to do was already done, right? I mean, he gave his depositions and his evidence or whatever.
Depositions.
I wonder if, you know, he handed everything over that he needed to, evidence or paperwork, emails, all this stuff. He's got 32 years that he was there, 10 years as the, you know, whatever manager. That seems like maybe he had all his ducks. It seems like maybe a guy that had his ducks in a row, he probably gave them everything. If he was down there giving interviews to lawyers, perhaps they already got everything. And if you, as soon as you get a lawyer, he probably turned everything over to them immediately and said, "Here's everything."
Paul says, "Fentanyl."
Everybody goes to that these days.
Self-inflicted wound, so not fentanyl. This was a
gunshot. Yeah,
and I think Christine Coulson has it.
Sounds like he was. Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. It's weird.
You don't scare well. Big corporation versus one little guy, and then he winds up dead mysteriously. I get very uncomfortable with that.
It's not that. It's I want to believe the best in people. I want to be like, no, it's not that. Why? It's not going to be something nefarious.
Me too.
I always try to err on the side of, no, there's something just, you know, something just went wrong.
Okay. I feel like me too. I feel like you and I are in the same boat. But why? I feel like I feel like I go faster on these things.
Don't say me too.
What?
Don't say me too.
No, sorry. Me too. I also. Perfect. I also like to give people the benefit of the doubt, like to believe the good in people, don't like to believe the conspiracy. By the way, I was wrong about the Kate Middleton thing too, because we talked about that a couple of weeks ago or last week. And I was like, everybody take it easy. It's not crazy. And then it turns out, maybe it's a little something's weird about that, which we'll talk about that coming up. But anyway, I get very uncomfortable. A whistleblower in the midst of doing something good.
Yeah.
Suddenly there's just it doesn't sit well with me.
No, I know. I get it. It just, we don't know thing one, you know, we don't know about this guy's mental state, you know, we don't know anything about the guy.
You're right.
Really.
You're right. I mean, so, that's true.
He said he had to retire because of a medical thing. Is that physically, mental? We don't know anything.
You're right.
Really. So I'm trying to look at the better, you know, give the benefit of the doubt here. And listen,
I like it.
Okay.
Be on Boeing's side.
And I'm not on anybody's side.
I could be like, you were just confused by the guys wearing the black. When I'm in the warehouse, I'd be like, we were both wearing black shirts. It was the other guy. I was on your side. Sure, I've gained a few pounds, but still, I was on your side, guys.
I just don't want to believe that there's someone, you know, taking people out. That's
too
scary, right?
It's too scary.
I don't want to think that there's someone out there going, oh, if there's a whistleblower, we got to take him out. I don't want to believe that.
It's all the more reason to talk about this kind of stuff and put it out there, you know, because that's the only way that you can fight against these things. So. Right. I feel like John Barnett's story needs to be told now.
Oh, absolutely.
An investigation going on. And again, I'm going to jump from against Frank to Frank's side, where I hope that the police down there can figure this out and make sure if it really was a self-inflicted wound.
Of course. We want it to be, you know, obviously we want it solved and we want the correct outcome. We don't want it to be an unsolved thing or if there was a perpetrator, we don't want them to, you know, get away with it kind of a thing. So,
yeah. But again, like Epstein, like McAfee, like even like down to Bob Saget, I still don't buy the way Bob Saget died. I don't know if that has anything to do with any big grand conspiracy theory. I'm not saying Bob Saget was eating kids in the basement of a pizza place in Washington. I'm just saying that fucking shit don't add up over there. And early indications on this one doesn't make me feel good. When a whistleblower just turns up dead in the midst, it while his location is known because he's giving a deposition, it really, I don't, it doesn't make me feel great. It just doesn't make me feel good at all.
It is weird. I'll give you that 100%. It's just, yeah, I hate to believe any of it, really. I hate to believe that, you know, the guy in the middle of the thing would do that. And I also hate to believe that anybody else would take him out in any, you know. I hate to believe both of those
there.
Things.
There's evil right. people. Should we push Kate Middleton to three?
No, I just let Erin wants right, to come in on this. I just let her know that we're ready to talk about Kate Middleton's Photoshop thing.
So I'll say this part before, as we get Erin on. This is a new move from J-Sebs, by the way. Comes on the show and then doesn't say anything, but is in the chat. I don't think I would live to see that, J-Sebs. I don't understand that move. But
is she still on the show?
Yeah, she's here. I'm assuming she's doing some other things.
You know why? Because I'm coughing and I don't want to get yelled at.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I have damn post-nasal drip and I don't want to get yelled at.
Did you take your Claritin or what?
I'm sick too. I don't know what. Are you tired and achy?
No.
Claritin D. You got to go Claritin D. That's the one that clears you all up.
I like the D.
Yeah.
I knew you were going that way. I knew as soon as I said it.
Got Claritin D energy. That's what I need too. I'm with you. Okay. All right.
No, Erin. I was taking Sudafed.
Sudafed. Sudafed's good too.
I'm telling you. Claritin D for allergies. Is that Claritin D?
Can I be gross for a minute? Can I just be gross?
Go.
I think you can.
I think I might have been abducted by aliens because this thing came out of my nose on Saturday. And I've never seen anything before like it. I would really like to show everyone.
Was it like that thing from Total Recall?
Of course I took a picture of it.
That's what I thought of, Frank, too, the Total Recall.
I swear to you, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
All right, send it to me so we can put it on the
post. I don't want to see it.
Are we sure?
Yeah, it's up to you. I think I want to see it.
I don't care. I'm going to send it to you because honestly,
I don't want to see it. Send it to you. Don't show it to me.
Don't
Was
be
it moving?
It might as well have been.
All right, as this comes across, let me tell you I'm going to try not to look at it as I.
No, yeah. See, don't send it to me. I'm good.
No, I want to put it on the screen for because tell me, have you ever seen anything like that?
Stop. No, I'm not looking. Did you send it to all of us? Because I'm not looking.
She didn't. And when I put it on the screen, you should not look at it.
I don't know.
You're going to gross everybody out.
Know if this is normal, like if anybody else has been.
Is there a doctor in the chat?
Abducted lately?
I don't want to. Yeah, look, Miss Justice is eating. She doesn't want to see that.
Oh, no. If you're eating. Mm-mm.
Tell me when you. I don't want to see it. I don't think I'm gonna speak for the people in the chat and say they don't want to see this. Can
whoever
I?
Whoever wants to see it.
I'm gonna agree with you. They don't want to see
it in the members chat.
You could describe it if you want, but I think seeing it would make a lot of people. Christine Coulson wants to see it. Rock Girl wants to see it.
Can I tell you something? I think there's a
Mountain
face.
Tops.
I think it has a face.
Okay. I felt like there was something stuck in my nose, right? And I was like trying to blow my nose, trying to blow it. And finally I just blew really hard.
That's what she
and
said.
And this glob came out.
Are we still
out,
talking
right?
about your nose?
Yeah. Okay.
Solid or liquid?
It is a solid.
Somewhere in between, okay. I think.
No, I'm already gagging. I can't. I will literally throw up. Do not show it, please.
Look away.
I think you got to look away. I think the people
are you actually
it.
Showing it? There are a few that want to see it, but
how many? A few. How many is a few? Two. There's right, one,
let's,
two.
Let's poll the live audience. One, if you want to see it. Two, if you don't. One, if you want to see it. Two, if you don't. We'll let it go for like 10 seconds, and we'll see what the live polls see. I feel like everybody should see it because I've seen it.
That's not. See, we got a no.
That's not a two, Brad. Though.
Okay, one is, wait, what is it? Two is no good, right? Two is no.
One is yes, two is no. I've seen only one so far.
There's not a single two in this whole thing. What the hell, people?
There's not a single two.
Lindy, anybody just joining us, J-Sabs blew something out of her nose, and she doesn't know what it is. We got one person saying two. Will says three, which I guess he wants to see it, but he doesn't want to see it. One plus two.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. And I get it. I get it. I need to see it.
Lindy wants to see it. It's me and Terry. Me and Terry are the only ones that don't want to see it, and maybe Will.
All right, for Frank and Terry.
Number two, and Justice. Miss Justice doesn't want to see it.
Look away. Here it comes. You ready?
Tell me when to come back.
All right, I'll tell you what.
That's what she said.
What is that?
Zoom in. Human.
What? It has a face. I think there's eyes. It has a nucleus. I'm not sure. That red thing in the middle looks like a nucleus.
Oh, God.
I feel like it could talk to me. Hello. I've been trapped in here for so long.
Okay. And I just want to say, it's not like I'm congested or like constantly blowing.
Not anymore.
Frank
just peeked at it. I think Frank just took a peek at it.
I took a peek at the chat. I didn't look at the thing.
Radio Gaga said it's frowning.
It's sad. It's away from its home.
It does. It has a face. Look, Radio Gaga. It has a face. It's frowning.
Is it currently in a jar of formaldehyde, or did you throw it out?
Where is it right now?
I threw it out.
Oh. Did it reanimate and come back as a human?
Right. Well, this is why I think I was like, oh my God, this is like alien. Alien-like.
Mojo, I want to change my answer to two after seeing it.
See, I tried to warn everybody. I tried. All right. You could probably take it down now. I don't know if it has to be up for...
Yeah, you can take it down now. Wait, is Aaron on this call?
Aaron is. I don't know if Aaron can see it.
Yes, I am.
Can she see it?
Yes, I did.
Was it that bad?
I think it's pretty bad.
Well, the thing is, I got a little scared. I really did, because I was like, what's this?
I would, too. I would be like, a brain came out of my nose.
Did you take it down yet?
No. Oh, should I take it down?
Take it down. Everybody saw it. Who needs to see it?
One, if you want me to take it down.
Oh, I hate you.
Two, if you want me to leave it up the whole episode.
Oh, God.
If you make that a thumbnail for the video, you're going to get taken down.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It'll definitely get banned for sure.
It's gone, right? I see the screen changing.
It's gone. It's gone. Right. A lot of
for the love of God,
in.
I swear to God, if you catch me off guard with it, don't do that thing where I'm looking at the screen and you just flash it on the screen, because I'll I don't know, man.
Okay, that's not that I appreciate funny. It. It's kind of
thank you.
You got it.
Oh God,
that was something.
I wish I could. Let me see. I want to see everybody's.
Miss Justice, I think, captures it basically with a lot of sick emoji faces.
Yeah, that's
did you go to the hospital, Janine, as you should have?
No. I felt so much better afterwards, though.
Do you now not know meth?
Huh?
You should have weighed yourself with it and be like, I lost 4 pounds. It was amazing.
But it was weird because I really, even before that, I didn't have like congestion. It was very strange. I woke up and I was like, I just felt like I had to blow my nose. But nothing was coming out. And then all of a sudden, this thing just... And I was like, oh!
How much better did you feel after it was gone?
I did.
Has anybody seen the show... what is it, on Netflix? The one with Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
The Santa Clarita Diet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, well, she's like a zombie or something, but she like part of... Part that's not a spoiler.
Can I tell you something? I thought you said the Santa Chlamydia riot. That's what I thought you said. It took me a second. Go ahead.
Either way, part of her being a zombie is like she coughs up this meatball looking thing.
Oh yeah,
And it comes alive and grows legs and stuff. Is this? Are you now a zombie? Are you going to start like eating people?
Brains.
I haven't seen this thing, but how big? Like, was there something next to it? I didn't see the pictures. There's something next to it.
I would say, like the size of your, like that little first bend mark on a pinky up to the top of the pinky.
That's a big, that's a big hocker.
It is. Yeah. And I honestly never had anything like that come out of me. That's what she said.
That except is one except magic loogie.
Except for my mucus plug.
Except for your neighbor's, you know, what?
Except for my mucus plug. Oh, you guys won't know what that is.
We know.
I thought you said your neighbor's dog. I got. What? I'm telling you, I got a sinus thing going on here. I can't hear anything.
I would never fuck my neighbor's dog. He's like, he's only like three.
Okay.
All right. Kate, so what's going on with Kate Middleton?
Was this going anywhere? What happened to this thing?
Oh, that was it. I just threw it out. That's it.
Where did this come from? Why did we talk about this?
Because I think I was abducted by aliens.
That was okay. Got it. Well, their tracker's now in the garbage, so.
All right, Kate Middleton. Last week, Frank, as I was saying, we were making a big deal because all the conspiracy theorists were coming out going, where's Kate Middleton? We haven't seen Kate Middleton, blah, 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 Kate Middleton. Then there was a picture of her in the car, and that calmed things down a little bit. Then she put a picture out for Mother's Day, and then Cuddles goes, did you hear about the Kate Middleton photo? I go, no. She goes, the AP took it down because they found it to be disingenuous. It was edited, and they couldn't run edited. They won't run edited photos that are false, basically. So the AP took it down, and three other sites followed, and then everybody and their mother like analyzed the photo, and they were like, it is incredibly photoshopped. Like,
which I think is a little hypocritical, can I say?
I honestly can't see where it's photoshopped. You got it, Tommy.
Well, okay. They run Kardashian photos all the time, don't they? I mean, aren't those always doctored up and you know, maybe not air, but like, don't they always mess with their own photos?
Yes. Yes, but
this is different. Can I speak for a second?
Go ahead, go ahead, Aaron. Yes, please.
Okay, first of all, thanks for letting me continue my DiMaggio-like streak for coming on right after you talk about the darkest shit on this show. And also, I just wanted to say, it's strange because I'm a huge Catherine Princess of Wales fan. She hasn't been Kate Middleton for 11 years. That's a little something for you guys. But also, I'm a huge fan of hers. I think she makes really great decisions. This was a horrible decision. People have been speculating that she has disappeared and that she has died. And what's the one thing you don't want to do to dispel these rumors?
Add any fuel to that.
Put out a picture that you've doctored in at least three places and not very well, and then put out an apology with in writing.
Now, I hadn't seen the apology, but she did put out something out, right?
She did. She didn't apologize for photoshopping. She apologized for the confusion and not saying that she did. She said she's an amateur at this and that she just wanted to present. I don't know what about this last part, but I feel like she wanted to say that she would. Basically, she didn't apologize for photoshopping. She apologized for the confusion. But the fact that it was written is really making people who were not thinking there was a problem think there may be a problem. And I don't blame them. This is such a weird move to make for people who are very strategic and usually do the smart thing. These people play chess, not checkers, and this was a really bizarre move. Just don't put a picture out.
I agree. So I got the picture up on the screen. I don't know if you could see it, Aaron. And I think a lot of it is up for debate, although experts who are good at this approved it. I'll tell you the one that is very obvious to me that I was like, oh, this is photoshopped. Take a look at
the hand,
the sighting over here. Do you see how it just doesn't line up?
Yeah. Well, what did she, it begs the question, what did she fix or change? If you just, you know, is it just a little?
Well, the people say, oh, wait, Aaron, wasn't it that she said that she took the photo at the end of last year?
And I'm sorry, I didn't read that part. She took the photo at the end of last year?
I think so. It was like at the end of 2023 and that she wanted to just wasn't that part of her apology or something, or no?
I'll look that up right now. I don't know that part.
Because I think the internet sleuths, that's slang for women, have figured out that this photo was from 2023 of last year.
That's a million times worse.
2023 of last year.
I said the same thing. What an idiot.
But why would you do this?
Also, aren't we nowhere near Mother's Day?
You're not saying the UK.
It's Mother's Day. Yeah. Those cocky bastards think that they can just go and pick their own Mother's Day whenever they feel like it.
Gotcha. All right. So she photoshopped a little bit. Now, did she change anything major? I mean, or did she just wanted to make a couple of adjustments? What else?
I'll let Aaron speak. But okay, God, do you know this, Aaron?
Can't hear you.
Sorry. I'm trying to look up to see this thing that.
Okay. All right. You looked it up. I'll fill this in. Nobody knows what she changed. Like, some people accuse her head of being too big, like that she took, like that she put a different head on her body. And that's certainly, you can kind of see this hair looks a little weird. This hairline, right? Can you see my mouse?
Yes.
Do I ask you that every episode? Hair.
Okay. No, it's fine.
What was the daughter's hand?
No, the son's hand looked weird.
No, they said the daughter's hand. They say the daughter's hand.
Right.
Oh,
here,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
You see how the sleeve starts over here?
I wonder what was wrong with the sleeve.
I know. Like, but why would she pick these parts to Photoshop?
It's not that she's photoshopping this part specifically. It's that this is not.
You don't think she's there?
I don't think this is the way she looks. You know what I'm saying?
And she put it. She put a shot that she thought was a better face on this picture.
Maybe. And that these pictures might be from something else, because here's the other thing that's undeniable. Look at her hand. Okay. Yeah. Do you see how clean and crisp that looks? Sharp, like HD?
Sure. Uh-huh. Oh, it's a little blurry over there.
Now her other hand's a little blurry because it looks a little like, I mean, her hand could go that far, but it looks weird.
Well, the worst one, I feel like the worst Photoshop job was the girl's sweater. That's bad. But they said something with the kid's hand, the boy's hand on the left side of the picture.
Yeah,
he's
heard
got a crossed
too.
Finger, but it doesn't. Like, he's just crossing his fingers.
He could just be crossing his fingers, and his other finger could be bent back. So
that is hard to do, though. Cross your middle and ring finger.
Yeah, that's hard. But they're kids. Kids do weird shit.
Yeah, I guess they could do that. That's not that huge of a deal. Yeah.
Okay, this is the whole statement, I think. This is all I can really find. Like many amateur photographers, which she's not, which some people have said in the chat, she's been interested in photography for years, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's not a great explanation.
And I just, you know, as I said, I'm just flabbergasted. These people are very strategic, and this was a very stupid move. Now everything that comes out, all these pictures that come out are going to be treated like what Frank said, like the Kardashians. Like, what, we got to check everybody's hands, everybody's sleeves, everybody's scaffolding.
But you're right, though. Like, this is not a move that the royal family makes. Like,
yeah, don't they have PR people too? Like that has to like check on this before stuff gets released to the public.
Yeah, they're a big, well-oiled machine. Like, I don't know.
This has got to pass through probably a few people before it goes public. This photo, I'm sure.
Which makes you feel like something is definitely up, because for them to just be like, "Oh,
yeah," but you'd think they'd have a professional. All right, if you want to Photoshop a picture.
Well, that's the thing, though. But what if they're keeping it from those people? What if they're keeping this thing, whatever's going on with her, a very big secret? Yeah. The background of this is she went for surgery on her abdomen, right? What did they say it was?
Abdominal surgery.
Abdominal surgery. Thank you. Yeah, she went for abdominal surgery, and that's when people were like, well, you haven't seen her since that whole abdominal surgery thing, and that's when this all started happening.
Yeah, but wasn't there that candid shot of her in a car or something that everybody, that was not allowed to be taken?
Yes. Yeah, that was, yeah.
I mean, she's around.
She is around. And now, what was the last thing you told me, Dee? That she planned something for tomorrow?
No.
Was that you? No. Oh, I thought Oh, she's not on the... I heard she... Yeah, she's on the... Oh, that's right. She was on the books for something for after Easter. But even then, they didn't know exactly what that was or when it was going to be. Well, somebody told me something that she was going somewhere with him.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, there's a photo of her and William leaving, going to an appointment. Oh, okay, all right. But who? Could you see her? You don't see her face. She says, "That's because she's dead."
Okay.
And they have been training new Kate Middleton, Kate Middleton 2.0.
Kate, not in the Middleton.
Kate Lefterton.
Lefterton. Jackasses.
That wasn't bad. Come on.
It's weird. I mean, people Photoshop their own photos, but again, you're right, Aaron. If you're in the middle of, people don't know where you are, how you're doing, you probably don't want to release a Photoshopped thing. If that wasn't going on and she released this photo, it might not be as big of a story.
Yeah, but I think to Aaron's point, she shouldn't try doing this ever. Is that what you're saying, Aaron? Because that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying ever, but especially now, especially since, yeah. I don't know how to explain it. It just feels as if they're an incredibly photogenic family. You can't tell me that you couldn't release a unedited photo, you know, and be happy with it.
Right. Take a bunch of them if you have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You couldn't summon the family photographer and be like, let's get a nice picture. We all dress nice. It's mother. Let's get a picture. Put it out for everybody.
I just thought of that, Anthony, because you made me think of something, which was that Prince William took this picture. Okay. Prince William took this picture. So it is like, they don't even have a photographer that right. can say this is real.
Well, right. Are we sure that he took the picture or yes. was, okay.
That's what they said, that he took the picture.
Gotcha.
So now we don't even have a photographer who can say I was there and she was there. That's so weird.
Lindy also makes a good point. She doesn't have any rings on her left finger, her left hand. Right? Usually that's where the wedding ring goes.
Right. Yeah.
There's clearly no wedding rings there.
True. I don't know. I don't know what that would mean.
Yeah. Also, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the son right over here is actually Macaulay Culkin. I'm pretty...
Put some hands on the side of his face. And see
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Originally, the hands were on the side of his face. They brought them down with Photoshop.
Then that's pretty good. If they could do that, that's a good job.
Sorry for giving you S about calling her Kate Middleton. I just always feel like, I don't know. I know she doesn't like it, but you guys can do it because you guys rule the world. So
what did you call her? You said Prince Catherine?
Catherine, Princess of Wales. But that's kind of long. So.
I swear to God, when you first said that, I go, who's she talking about?
Oh.
And then I caught on. I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't say anything. I would have looked like a big idiot for only me to point it out 12 minutes later.
I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. But I will not apologize for wondering what's going on now, even though I wasn't before, right, Frank? I was like, leave it alone. And now I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
No,
maybe
you
it's
don't
just
have to apologize. But everybody calls her Kate Middleton still, though, no?
Yep, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
This could be I doubt. You think she'd do this on purpose as a PR, like a.
I think not the thing
style.
Isn't
an style.
Great buzz.
Aaron, you tell. Yeah, I don't know why she's doing it, and it makes me feel like there's something got to be wrong. Mm-hmm. Something I don't even know what it would be. Because it's like, what's the big deal in just being like, I'm just recovering from surgery. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said before, it was like I really didn't understand why people were saying these things. And I felt like, as you said earlier, this is just a lot more gasoline on a fire that was rather small. And the people who said there was a fire, people were like, you're crazy. And now people are like, so they're getting more people on that the conspiracy side with this picture, which they didn't need to do. There was no deadline for a picture for her. Do you know what I'm saying? Nobody,
right.
This wasn't needed. And then William takes it and it's Photoshopped and then she releases on X. Sorry about that. I don't know.
And then I just noticed this too. Look at the skirt of her daughter over here.
That looks weird. Maybe a pocket.
It could
out.
Be a weird bunch up, but it looks strange, doesn't it? Like when I zoom out, like how weird does that look?
It definitely looks strange when you zoom out. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Guys, call me back for BT5.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, you can hang. We only got one more. We got the Janine's going to give us an update on the bodies. I don't know if we want to stick around for that.
We talking Oscars?
Oh, I forgot about that too. Yeah. Quickly, I guess. Which one do you want to do first? Janine, your choice. Also, kudos to me for not putting the Janine alien picture up when we started to look at the Kate Middleton thing. That's all I'm going to say.
As I'm like,
you could have.
could have zinged it, did not. Took the high road.
I know some people are going to add it in to the Kate Middleton photo. Oh, no, I'm saying it. Damn it. And be like, can you spot the one that's been photoshopped?
Somebody needs to photoshop the Janine booger on Kate Middleton's face. That would be fucking funny.
That was not a booger, I'm telling you. Like Frank said, maybe that was their tracking device. And now
was it beeping?
Out. Yeah, right. It vibrated when it gets right.
Oh, God.
All right, come on, Janine. Oscars or bodies?
I guess Oscars.
Okay.
And then you could do the BT5.
Okay.
I feel like
we're going to do the bodies.
It's getting late.
Well, we got to talk about the bodies, right? The Long Island.
I mean, I could do a quick bodies thing.
Let's do the bodies thing first.
Do the bodies. Do it up.
All right. So we finally found the victims' identities today. Who they are. And I went down a wormhole, about 2 hours deep into this. I was.
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Good Lord.
Now, the police didn't reveal the male victim, but male victim's family did on TV. So, because supposedly one of the people who were arrested last week, what the hell?
I don't know why I'm the only one on here, but okay. Keep going.
Because you're gorgeous. That's why. I just need a second. Go ahead.
So one of the people who were arrested, they are the cousin of the male victim.
Okay. So one of the suspects is a cousin of the male victim. Okay.
Yep. That I found out for sure.
And so the police didn't want to release the identity of the male victim, but the family already did it.
Yeah, they did it today.
Okay.
Because dude chopped up his cousin?
Well, he wasn't arrested for murder, but he was arrested for disposing of the bodies.
Oh, okay.
So found out who the guy was, right? Found his Facebook because they also released the woman. They did release the woman's identity. So now I'm searching the both of them, found them on Facebook. They have multiple Facebook profiles because, well, I think that they either changed their phones and then they forgot their passwords, so they just decided new ones because it's not in the same year that these profiles were made. They were made like, you know, a couple years apart. And the victims know the four suspected because they're friends. They're friends on Facebook.
So there's four suspects that are either related to or friends of the two victims.
Correct. And they are tagged in some pictures together. Okay,
so they obviously have some kind of history
with these
people. And it's two victims, right? It's no more than two?
Right.
Okay. And how are the victims related? Are they related to each other, the victims? Are they friends?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are they family? A domestic partnership so they've been together a while.
Okay.
And one of the girls who was arrested, the victim was in her one of her pictures, and you could see his tattoo on his hand, which matches the tattoo, get this, in the picture of the hand, the arm that was cut off.
Right. So that locks it in.
Yep.
Now, is there a talk of motive or anything like that? Do we know? Obviously, I'm sure the people who were the suspects who were arrested are probably saying they didn't do it. I'm sure they're not. They're saying not guilty. But
they're saying they didn't do it. No.
Is there any talk of what was going on and why this all happened?
Some have said that it is a crazy, weird story.
This is all speculation, but
yep, possibly drugs and or money.
Definitely drugs.
Looking at them, it's definitely drugs. But
oh well, you don't know. But it's all speculation. And
they're on Long Island. It was drugs.
I guess you'd have drugs would have to be involved in order for someone to have the mental, be in a mental state to do something like that. To just, you know, for someone to be able to do that to a person. I don't know.
And or they have one of those things in their nose that I do.
That could be. I was just going to say, I didn't think I could actually kill a person until this episode when I saw that thing come out of Janine's nose. I would stab that with a knife if I was in the same room. But
hold on, let me get a knife.
Did it look friendly?
No.
It looked angry at the world.
What's the painting with the ghost that looks like its face is melting? Oh,
the Scream?
That's what it looked like. It looked like this. I'm going to look at the Scream. I might do a side by side. I will warn you.
Tell me. Yeah. Tell me if you do. I'll literally throw up on camera.
Then we'll definitely get a lot of views.
I've thrown up on camera before. I've thrown up on camera before. I'm used to it.
I just can't wait for them to give us a little bit more info. Just give us a little bit more.
I'm sure.
Although I did find out a lot today.
It's relatively a new kind of case. I'm sure stuff will roll out as the weeks go on. I'm sure it won't be in the next few days. I'm sure like any other case that we've followed.
They found these people that quick.
Yeah. What the you mean the identity or the suspects?
The suspects.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder why they're considered suspects.
Unless there is video of them driving and throwing the body parts on the street. That's what I'm concluding that mm-hmm. you know they
it was in the park, right? Was it in a park or
it's not in the park. It's on the side street.
By like houses?
Yes. It's like across the street from a house. Oof.
All right.
So Frank, my away. Thing is
okay.
Look away. There's some similarities. It's not identical, but there's some similarities there.
I can't do it. I can't look. And I'm sure that Frank look away was not enough for people in the chat. And I'm sure people in the chat were kind of caught off guard too.
We should have gave a little bit more time.
Let me know when it's gone.
I think we've reached a new something. I don't know if it's a low or high or
probably a low
comedic, whatever, but this is something. I don't know what it is yet, but this is something. This image on your screen right now.
Yeah. It's my vote is low.
We'll leave it there. We'll give everybody the Photoshop people a minute to screen cap this and do it.
I'll just say this. I've gotten a lot of sinus infections in my life, right? Mm-hmm. The consistency of this thing.
All right.
was like nothing gross. I'm not even kidding you. Okay. Next. All right. So yeah, that's
it. Let me
know
it. When it's gone.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Oscar recap. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was great. I didn't see. I saw a bunch of his monologue. I honestly thought that I was laughing out loud, hysterical. You could ask Cuddles. The bit with the wrestler there with the streaking.
Oh, John Cena?
John Cena. Thank you. I thought that was as funny gets and a million times funnier than these award shows typically get. I thought that was a very funny skit.
I thought it was funny. I thought the one low blow was when he was talking with Robert Downey Jr.
I did. I know everybody's talking about that. I missed that part, and I didn't see it. I was going to watch it, and I didn't.
I mean,
where he poked fun at him being a crack addict or something?
Yeah. Is that like a drug thing? You know, he went like this, like, oh, you know, on the nose. Like, Robert Downey Jr., Jimmy Kimmel said something, and Robert Downey Jr. went like this, like, you got it on the nose.
Oh, that's
funny.
And
he pointed to his nose, and then Jimmy Kimmel, oh, is that like a symbol for drugs or something? Is that like, you know, and he was like, then Robert Downey Jr. goes like this. All right, keep going. He obviously didn't want, and then he said something about Emma Stone, something about the nudity in the movie or something like that. And Emma Stone called him like a Jackass or something.
Really?
See that? Well, no, she mouthed something that people are speculating that that's what she said, but we don't know exactly what she said yet. But the saying, the way it seems is that she said Jackass or something.
P-R-I-C-K. I don't know if you can say that.
What was it? Oh, prick. What a prick is what she said. People are saying that she said.
So I almost texted everybody on Saturday because Cuddles and I actually watched Poor Things. Do you have a feeling about Poor Things?
What did you think of it?
Cuddles said it's fucked up. You heard that? Did any of you guys see Poor Things?
No.
No, but my friend called it Frankenstein meets OnlyFans. I thought it was brilliant.
That's pretty good. Is that friend available to do the podcast 3 days a week? Because we could use some comedy. It was very. That's a great description for it. That's really, really what it is. A lot of sex. A lot of Emma Stone sex scenes.
I would not think that there was a lot of sex in that movie.
What? You saw it?
No, I saw the preview for it, and I would not think that there is.
No, there is, yes.
Like, give me the premise of the movie.
All right, I'll give you what's out there if you read about it. It's basically, it takes place years ago, like, I don't know, 1800s maybe. It's hard to, there's no real timetable for it. And it's like a doctor finds a woman, and basically, I'm not going to give you every last detail. I'm going to tell you some lies just so you can enjoy it. Reanimates her. She's dead. Reanimates her, and then kind of follows her and tracks her progress as she becomes a person. She learns to become a person again.
Right.
Now, it doesn't sound very interesting, but there's a little twist in there that makes it interesting, which I'm not going to share with everybody because I don't spoil movies. And then she kind of so the real crux of the film is, if you weren't shaped by your environment and you were thrown into the world, how would you act? And so Emma Stone's character kind of goes through life of like, you know, doing a lot of things that you and I and everybody wish we could do, but we don't because it's not polite normal in society.
She's a little more uninhibited because of who she is and how she became who she is.
So basically things that I would do.
Right.
Correct. It was much like watching Janine navigate the world. Yeah. Yeah. Although she didn't steal any salads and she got naked a lot more than Janine typically does in public.
And she didn't expel an alien out of her face.
No, she didn't. But it's funny that you say that. Because there is a scene.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
All right, I won't spoil it. But
don't.
When you watch it, and I will say, my wife says it's fucked up, and I do not disagree with her. But it was very intriguing in that, except for several reasons.
Is it worth watching?
Yes. Yeah, I do think so. She was great in it, Emma Stone. Okay. She
best
really
actress
was.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, we're being asked in the chat to stop talking about it.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking about it. But okay, I'm going to stop talking. I will say visually, to look at the movie cinematography wise.
All right.
Stunning.
It won all those awards, so you should be happy.
It started to win all the costume and all this stuff, and I was like, I get it. It was it was beautiful. It's one of those movies that you watch and you go, I have not seen a movie like this and anything close to it. It's been probably 10 years since I've seen something like this.
Okay.
It's very, very interesting.
Maybe I will see it now. I didn't want to.
I still think Holdovers was the best movie of the year. I don't know. Holdovers was just wonderful. But this is like, you watch this movie and you go, who came up with this? Like, what's wrong with that person that they came up with this whole thing? They create a whole world, that you spend some time in. It's very, very interesting. I strongly suggest everybody watch it.
All right.
I would love to do a roundtable on it. I think it would be interesting for us all to talk about.
So my favorite part or clip, I didn't sit down and watch the whole thing from beginning to end. I watched as the night went on. I saw people were posting what was going on, what was happening, who was winning, all the highlights and stuff. So I was keeping track of, Aaron and I would keep kind of keeping track of everything that was being posted, clip wise and whatever. And one of my favorite parts was Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Very good part. Yeah,
that was fantastic when they came out and they called out Batman and Michael Keaton was sitting right there. That was great.
Okay, that was awkward for me. Did you think he was playing? Because I don't know if he was playing around with them so much.
Oh no, I thought he was.
He went like this.
I know, but still,
he went like this to them.
If not, he's a great actor.
Damn right. He was giving the Batman, the serious Batman stare.
He scared me.
He was great.
All right, let's go.
That was a fun part.
Let's go. I agree with you. It was good. Kimmel's catching flack for the Trump bit. He said somebody told him not to do it. I thought it was fine. I would have passed on it too, but I thought it was fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'll tell you, the white jacket he was wearing while he was doing that was stunning. I was like, there's not many times where I go, oh, I want that piece of wardrobe. Like, not a fashion guy, but that moment I was like,
well, he had a great line. Nice. He had a great line at the end of it. Is it a past your jail time? I think that was great.
Yeah, I actually thought that was the worst part of it. I didn't like what? That at all.
It was
all.
A perfect line for that.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. I didn't have, it yeah, was man. Fine. I would have passed on it, but I don't begrudge him for doing it whatsoever.
All right.
But there was a lot of great. Here's another just instance of how great that show was. When they said, who played Ken? What's his name? The kid?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Ken. I'm like, why would that fucking be in the, like, who wants to watch that shithead perform? I thought he was great. I thought, like, he did it. It was such a tongue-in-cheek kind of a way, you know, that I thought even that was good. That even played for me.
Yeah, he committed with many M's and many T's. He didn't make it like he didn't want to be there, which I hate when people do that when they look like they're having their arm twisted.
Yeah, and, like, to see it when he gives a little thing to Mark Ronson, who brings him up on stage, like there you go, fella. Yeah. I just thought they did the whole thing really, really well. Pacino at the end was maybe the best, though.
That's amazing. It's like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. That's it. I'm going to just show you the... what's it called, right? No nominees.
He doesn't read that. Well, he comes out talking about something about Shakespeare. And then he jokes that he's not going to do Shakespeare. And people are like, we don't really even know what you're talking about. Then he blabbed about something I don't even remember. And then he was like, oh, I got to go to the envelope. And then he just opens up the envelope and says, I see Oppenheimer. You know? Like, everybody in the crowd was like, what? Is this a bit? Like, they didn't know if it was like a bit or not because he didn't go to the nominees, you know?
I'm sure they had the director was probably had all the tapes queued up. Like to run all the reels.
There was a guy in a truck with the thing, and he was like, go to the nominees, Al. Al, go to the nominees. Al.
I think he's not wearing it. What?
I didn't watch the whole show. I found it to be so boring. I don't know why. This year, usually husbands.
But you didn't watch it.
I watched probably about an hour and a half, and then went, nope. And then we watched Larry David and then went back to it. But still, it was still like, And usually I find it boring. And usually husband says, great, we have to watch this. And I'm like, yeah, it's not boring. And then even last night I was like, yeah, I'm changing it because it was boring, right? Admit it.
No. I was entertained, but I wasn't bored.
I don't know why.
I put it on at 8 o'clock though, because I forgot it was starting at 7. Even though I told Cuddles an hour before, it starts at 7 this year. We can't miss it. And then it started. Oops. We put on at 8. Yeah, but I thought it was. I didn't find it to be boring at all. I was rather entertained by it.
It had a lot of highlights this year. For some reason, a lot of funny, good highlights. More so than I think the negative highlights. I think right.
I agree. Well, I think that comes from Jimmy Kimmel because even Joe Coy is too, like, I'm always in favor of a comic, but there's a difference between even a comic and a host. like Kimmel can host.
Right.
Right.
You know, joke bombs, he could poke fun of it. You know, he knows how to navigate things. He doesn't take it so personal the way a comic does.
Right.
You know, like Joe Coy saying, like, I just got this gig 10 days ago. Okay, funny line in a comedy thing. I chuckled at it. But when you look at that room, it's like, that's why it's not playing in the room, because they don't care about you.
Right.
You know, like him coming out and going, thanks for the half standing ovation, was kind of that first, like, oh, this, you know, he doesn't care. It's funny. He's going to make fun of the whole thing.
Right.
And he also wasn't like, let's make fun of everybody in the room, which I typically love. But again, it doesn't play in the room. You know, they don't like being made fun of so much. So he found a way to make fun of it without making fun of them.
No, I think he did a great job. I think next year, Billy Crystal again. Let's bring back Billy Crystal. He had the best ones.
Yeah, he really did. Every year, I feel like he says, like, oh, I turned them down again. Like, he always talks about turning the...
I don't know why he would turn it down.
No, he's too old to do it now. Who wants that fucking responsibility?
One night. He could do it for one night. A few hours. He's on Broadway. He could do, you know, he just did a Broadway show. He could do one night of the Oscars.
It's true, but I also think that I was just going to say Kimmel's the new...
Yeah, probably.
Crystal. Because he's not doing the shtick and bit as much, but I watched the beginning, and his little Barbie beginning was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Him on the bench with Barbie. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, like it starts with her when she's on the bench. She turns to whoever in the movie, and he superimposed himself, typical to the way Billy Crystal used. I always felt like that was like a little nod to Billy Crystal.
Right, that was his thing.
And she goes,
oh, the movie.
Right. And she goes, oh, you're so beautiful. And he's like, thank you. Like, he put himself in it. It was cute. It was a cute little bit. All right, I'm going through this here, Frank. You got, you picked Best Supporting Actress. Even though the person you picked is the one I wanted to win, but I went against my own judgment. We both picked Robert Downey Jr. to win Supporting Actor, so wash there.
Right.
Now, this is for Loser Has to Blow to Hollywood executives like Matt Rife. Remember the bet we made?
Right, exactly. Does the loser get to pick the Hollywood executives?
Or the winner? That would be even more interesting.
Well, we'll see.
Best Director went to Christopher Nolan. Which I got.
Oh, no, yep. I didn't pick that. Did I pick that one?
You picked Yorgos.
Right.
Who I almost thought was going to win because that poor thing's, it was close. It was really, really close, I thought. Best Actor you got, you went with Cillian Murphy. I went with Paul Giamatti. I was heartbroken over that.
Yeah. I wanted Giamatti, but I knew they were going to go with Cillian Murphy.
Wait, to interject quick. Is Erin still on?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy, hot or not?
Yes.
Thank you.
Disagree.
But I liked him way back in the day. I'm talking Sunshine. I'm talking Red Eye. I'm talking, you know, something disco. Now he's just kind of, I don't really love his that he doesn't know what anything is. Whenever he's in an interview, they're like, you know, you're a meme. He's like, what's a meme? And it's like, it's a thing on your phone. He's like, what's a phone? And it's like, come on, Cillian, you know what a phone is. So that's kind of annoying me, but I do think he's cute.
Well, Jay Sams, you asked the question. You got to answer it now yourself.
I actually was just texting Erin on my explanation, but I guess I'll say it here since, you know.
How did we get her to be back on the show? I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody proposed this question and I was like, finally, because I'm like, do I think he's hot or not? Then I'm like, I do think he's hot. Don't know why, because he's not my type. There's just something about him that makes him hot, even though, like, you look at him and you go, yeah, he's not hot, right, Aunt?
Yeah, disgusting.
Right, thank you. Husband was like, yeah, he's, you think he's hot? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he's not even 75.
I feel like I formed that opinion because that's what my wife would say. Like, I can't even think for myself anymore. Let's ask her. I'm sure. D, hot or not, Cillian Murphy?
What'd you say?
No. Oh, not. Made a really bad face. Made the same face that she makes when I say, should we fool around tonight?
Not. All right, so keep going. Who else?
Okay. Best actress. We both went with Lily Gladstone. Killers of the Flower Moon lost. It was Emma Stone, and she deserved to win it. I wish I would have seen that damn Poor Things. I might have changed my vote.
I just want to say one thing that I'm surprised by today. I thought a lot of people were going to be really angry about the Lily Gladstone thing, and there are critics of that choice. But many people are saying both were really good, and this was not a robbed, quote-unquote, robbed situation. Emma Stone deserved it too. Do you know what I'm saying? Usually in the morning, it's like when the favored person doesn't win, it's like, oh, politics, oh, something. It's like this one is like, just forget it. They were both great. It was 6.5 dozen. Emma Stone got it. Everybody just shut up. No, I'm kidding. But still, it was nicer than to wake up to that than this whole Lily Gladstone hashtag robbed thing that I thought was going to happen.
Right. I think you're right. And that's a good call bringing that up, because I thought it would be a big, I think I said that in the preview. Like, if she doesn't win, it's going to be, forget it. People are going to go crazy. But again, and after seeing Poor Things, Emma Stone was great. Like, really, it's not an easy role to play what she did, especially because there's a lot of nudity in it. She is naked a lot.
All right.
And that's not easy, I don't think, to do. I watched that whole movie, and several times I kept thinking to myself, this was the girl who was in, what's the one with
Superbad?
You knew exactly what I was talking about, Superbad. I go, how is this the Superbad girl? Look how great she is. She's just up there, like, acting, like, really doing a thing.
Well, what was that, 15 years ago?
It probably was a while ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, so anyway, Frank got 4 right, and I only got 2 right. I thought I knew it all. I got to be honest with you. I was like, oh, I'm going to cream Frank on this one.
I knew I got the best. What did you say for best picture?
Holdovers.
Oh, you said Holdovers.
I went with my passion. You went with what you thought
was going to win. That was it.
Yeah.
I wanted Holdovers to win, but I knew it wasn't. I knew Oppenheimer, of course, with the buzz around it, even though I loved Holdovers way more than Oppenheimer.
And I feel like we felt the same way about supporting actress, but again, you went with your passion, and I went with who I thought was going to win. Because we both wanted Divine from Holdovers to win, but you actually picked her, and I went with America Ferrara.
Yeah, well, I thought she was going to win because I thought she was, for both reasons, I thought she was really great, and I wanted her, you know, and she was my choice. But I thought, you know, obviously not seeing the other actresses, the other supporting actresses in that category, but I thought she was great, and I wanted her to win. So that was satisfying. When she won that was amazing. So I got 3 out of 4 of the actor categories. Right. The only one I didn't get was Emma Stone.
Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we had 6 categories. Yeah, actress and director is what you missed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I should have called Oppenheimer. Eh.
I can't believe how much Oppenheimer actually did win. I mean, outside of director, I really didn't feel like it deserved much else, you know? I didn't think it was the best movie. I thought it was a great movie. I didn't think it was the best.
No, I did not like it. I don't know. Aaron and I, we just did not like that movie. It was long. There were so many things. There was so many faults. We went over it already. I'm not going to rehash.
I'll tell you what people didn't like is that fucking Barbie movie. That Barbie movie didn't win.
Get anything. Well, no, it got best original song.
It did get, well, I mean, it's Billie Eilish. I mean, that was, if that didn't win, they were going to burn that town down. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I win, you lose. You do win. I did a big fat L for me, big loss. I'm devastated by the whole thing. I'm going to take the off season and reevaluate and come back strong next season.
It's a rebuilding year.
Yeah, I think it's a rebuilding. I'm going to trade for the first pick because I need some help. I need some help on the picks.
Aaron is with us, right? You're here.
Cuddles has a shorter one.
Cuddles has joined. Yep, we're ready to go for blind top 5. I'm excited.
So, all right, Anthony, what do you think? Shorter one, longer one? How are you feeling?
Shorter one, please.
Okay. 8 slots tonight.
8 sluts. All right, I can't wait. Oh, I hope Emma Stone is on here.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay. And tonight's category is Robin Williams movies.
Ooh. How dare you, Aaron? You made it sound like it's the shorter one was the hard. I got Aaron. All right, we haven't even started yet.
No. Wait till Friday. It'll be longer and it'll be fun, more fun. And Janine, yes, that is what she said. So
yeah, but this is going to be difficult. I mean, geez,
he's got some great friggin' movies, man.
Yeah, and only
is Janine still with us? That's a no.
Type it in the chat, Frank. Oh, actually, no, she is gone. She is gone.
Okay, she's in the chat. Okay, so 1 through 8, everybody. This is, in case you're just playing for the first time, Blind Top 5. Aaron is going to go through the category and give you, eight things, and you got to rank them best to worst, number 1 being your best, number 8 being your worst. And the catch is you don't know what's coming next.
Frank, quick programming note. I had to open the door that separates us. Is that annoying you?
Not at all.
All right, cool. All right. Everybody ready?
Let's
number
go.
One is Aladdin, and it is the only one that he is just a voice. Every other one, he is in the flesh. Number one is Aladdin.
Aladdin. Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one.
It's a good opening, because is he great in it? Yes. But is it a favorite?
There's the rub.
You know what I mean? He's great in it. He's great in it.
It's classic Robin Williams, though. It's the way he riffs on and just goes nuts. But it's if there was ever anyone to animate, it's Robin Williams and all his riffs.
Right. But out of all the movies he's been a part of, it's the least Robin Williams-y movie when you think about it.
Really? I feel like it's the most. Well, not the most, but like it's up there because he changes in characters all the time and he's doing impressions and he's the physicality of the genie matches his craziness.
You might have just moved it up a slot or two. Yeah.
There you go.
On my list. You might have just done it.
How many L's and D's? 1 L, 2 D's?
That's right. Sorry. The only reason I'm surprised is because I thought there were 2 L's.
All right.
2 D's, just the way Frank likes it.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, nobody else can get that.
So I got him in at number 4. I played it safe and went kind of in the middle.
Can I tell you something? I did the same exact thing. Number 4.
4, all right.
Cuddles?
That's a good one.
Number Cuddles. 8.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Wow.
No. Mm-mm.
Ruthless. It's ruthless.
Why, you didn't like that one?
No, I love him, but I like seeing him. His facial, that just makes it even better for me. So just to hear his voice is good, but I like him.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a great starter.
I got you. Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, Aaron, go
ahead. Janine says 10. It's 8 slots, folks. 8 slots. Okay.
That's Will's joke, but go ahead. Good job, Janine.
Okay, number 2 is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah,
so,
it's tough. Again, I freeze because I can't think of every Robin
There's
Williams.
A million. There's oh. all so good. They're all so good. I got them in at number 2. Doubtfire's in at 2.
Are we gonna have the identical list?
We might.
I have them at 2.
You got it too as well?
Yeah. I'm so worried about not putting it at 1 because I love that movie, but I'm not putting it at 2. Movie.
I'm not putting it at 1. I have a 1 already in my mind. But
Mercury 3, Christine 1, Mountaintops 5, Rhonda 1, Robin 5, TD Freelancer 2, Ossiani 2, JSABs 2.
A lot of 2s. This is the first time everybody on the show has gone with the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I have a 1 in my head. I don't know if Aaron's going to get it. That's the tough part.
There's got to be 150 movies of his. I mean, I don't know how many movies he's done, but it's got to be that high of a number.
Probably 30 to 35, 40, that agreeably popular big man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to get an 8 is, yeah.
All right, here we go. Number 3.
Number 3 is Jumanji.
Oh, Jumanji's good, too.
I love looking at
That was okay.
That was good. That was good. But I could put that a little lower. That's okay.
All right. I wonder if Frank, I'd like to reveal ours at the same time to see if we're, and then Cuddles, you can shout it out at the same time to see if we're all in unison again. You ready?
Wow, JSAB said one.
What?
Jumanji. It's not even classic Robin Williams in that movie, but okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Ready?
Three, okay, you ready?
Two, one.
Seven.
Seven.
Wow, look at this list.
We are matching here.
Outside of Cuddles putting Aladdin eight, it's been a matchy match all the way.
Yep. Wow. All right, so JSAB's one, Christine eight, Mercury two, Will six, Rhonda 10. We're only going to eight, folks, but that's okay. Robin four, TD Freelancer four, Aussie Annie seven, Sarah four.
All right, Aaron. All right,
so Rhonda does not like Jumanji.
Okay, next up is Hook.
See, good movie. It kind of tones down Robin Williams, though. Robin Williams is a little not as off the leash. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, he dipped his toe in the water of seriousness before, but that was like a big, serious thing. I feel like we should reveal all at the same time again. I think we might be.
This is a tough one.
We might be separating on this one.
Now, in my opinion, I think, what's his name? Dustin Hoffman stole that movie.
Hey, that's true. Dustin Hoffman does steal that movie, which is kind of crazy because Robin doesn't get a movie stolen now from underneath him often. Right.
Well, he wasn't the funniest part of that movie.
Rufio. Rufio shows up on my TikTok and he does, his whole account is what I'm getting paid on. Like, what do they call those checks?
Conventions?
What?
Oh, royalties?
Royalties. He's like, what's in my royalty checks? There's a couple of people that do that shit. And he still has, that guy has been in a ton of shit.
Really much. Okay.
A lot of TV shows and shit like that, the guy. Yeah, a lot of stuff. All right, you ready?
Three, two, one. Oh, you got him at five. I got him at eight.
Cuddles?
Okay, I have at six.
Look at six. Yeah. Okay. I see. I gave it. Why did you go so high?
Me?
Yeah.
You mean so low?
So low. Sorry.
Only because it's not, in my opinion, a good representation of Robin Williams and his, you know, his lunacy, you know, how he's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of reined in Robin Williams and he's more serious. And for at least half the movie, he's serious Peter Panning and he's not the jokey guy that we all are used to. I mean, but there are movies where he's not the jokey guy and he's serious and he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of a Robin Williams vehicle, Hook, that was I feel like a Dustin Hoffman. Every time you're watching the movie, you want to see Dustin Hoffman more.
Mm, true. All right, Aaron, ready for the next one?
All right.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, damn it. I should have saved my number eight spot. I hate that movie.
What? Oh,
I hate Good Will Hunting. What a stupid.
Frank.
It's not your fault.
All right. Okay, I'm going to do that. That's the one bad. But every scene has a bad. Every movie has a bad scene in it. That's that scene.
Ugh.
Are you crazy?
That's a
beautiful
movie.
He's great in it. You're nuts.
Ugh, I hate that movie.
Aaron, you don't like it either?
I hated it when it came out.
I hated it today. I hate it forever. That kid is not charming. He didn't deserve that girl. Robin Williams, it was not your fault. I'm clubbing baby seals. It's all over a mess that I never understood got past the public.
I have to tell
There's
you
no
something.
Way he should have won the award for that. He should have won the award for a million other things.
I was going to say, he won Best Oscar. He won Best
right,
Oscar
he
for
won,
that.
He did. But he should have won for a million other things before that movie.
You guys are crazy. Can I tell you something? You should watch it. I think that both of you should watch it again.
I wouldn't torture us with that.
When was the last time you've both seen it?
It's been a while, but on purpose. It's not like it changed. Did anybody update it?
I'm shocked. I'll tell you right now. I put it at number three.
Oof.
I think he's wonderful in it.
I'm sorry. I filled in my six and my seven and eight spot. I would have put Good Will Hunting at eight. I should have. And now it's in six because I had no other choice.
Cuddles?
I put it at four. I like it. It's not bad.
Hunting.
Come on. I had to go see about a girl. It's wonderful.
I had to go see
about. Yeah, who you treat really, really badly. And it's like, great. Go get her. I'm not rooting for you. And it's like women are now like, oh, it worked in Good Will Hunting. He was a schmuck to me, but he made the grand gesture. And it's like, oh, good. This is now the blueprint. Sorry, I'm getting a little into it, but
yeah.
I don't
Matt
like.
Matt Damon
I don't
was
like
a dick.
Him. I don't
I hated
like the
his
writing.
Character.
I don't like the fact that he thought, you know, I don't like any of it.
you guys are great. But that shows how good he was because his character was a dick.
And I'm sorry. I know, okay, there are people that can solve crazy math things, whatever. But looking at a math problem on a blackboard, you can't, without at least knowing the, you know, like what the symbols mean and how, you have to know what you're talking about in order to solve these things. So how does, it doesn't.
He's a genius. He's just a natural. He's just a natural.
Okay. I
have to tell you.
Well, how very convenient.
The scene where he yells at the other guy because he's like, I have to watch you fumble through this and it's so easy for me. I feel like that at least four times a day.
Well, why does he have to?
Well, Anthony, I want you to know it's not your fault. It's not your fault, Anthony.
I will give you that, man. That's the worst part. It is so horrible, that scene. It's
really
very bad.
I debated putting this on here because I didn't want to go on a rant.
All right. But let's move on. But I can't. We're in strong disagreement on this. I think it's wonderful, and I'm shocked that you guys don't like it at all.
I think it's one of his worst.
All right. All right. We only have 1, 2, 3 left, Frankie C. Let's go, Aaron. What do you got?
I'm so sorry. My computer froze. But I think I know one of them is.
Oh, no. I'm willing to wait for the computer to unfreeze. I can't have. A hanging chat in this is too big of a blind top five.
And we're back. And it's Dead Poets Society.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay. Confession time.
You've never
I have
seen
not
it?
Seen it. I know. And it's on my list. I'm going to see it. I just haven't seen it yet. I know. But I know it's a classic. I put it at 3. I know it's a big movie. I would argue, without having seen it, I would argue it's better than Good Will Hunting. Oh, wait, hold on. I can't hear anybody.
Okay. We'll wait for Frank to come back here. But when he comes back, he is going to learn that I have put Dead Poets Society at 1. Hands down, not even close, the best Robin Williams movie of all time.
Yes, I love it.
Right, Cuddle?
Nobody else?
You put it? Yeah, I put it at 1.
It's a 1.
Is nobody else waiting for Flubber? No, I'm kidding.
When you said Jumanji, I kept 8 open for Flubber.
I'm kicking myself for not leaving 8 open for Good Will Hunting.
No, you're crazy.
After my rant, I just want to tell a funny story. My sister has trouble differentiating faces, especially in movies, especially men and especially white men. And when she saw this movie, she's like, they all look the same. They're all dressed the same. I have no idea what's going on.
Dead Poets Society is not a movie for you.
That's funny. Aaron, have you seen Dead Poets Society?
Yeah, I saw it when I was really young in theaters, and I love it. And it's weird. Frank, drink some coffee. We're watching it tonight.
I'm in, because you know what? I'm a huge Robin Williams fan. And the fact that I haven't seen this movie, it really...
Immediately watch it. And you love the holdovers?
I know. No, believe me, I'm not against seeing it. I want to see it. I just haven't for some reason. And I've seen a lot of most of Robin Williams' movies, 90% of what his movies I've seen. So, and there are a lot of them.
Wow.
So the fact that I haven't seen this one, I know.
I feel like you're not qualified to take part in this Blind Top 5.
I would agree. This is a major, this is one eighth of the whole list. I can't, you know.
That was good timing, my friend. All right. I love it.
Two more.
What else?
Okay, The Birdcage.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about The Birdcage.
You've been errand.
Forget Robin Williams. That's one of my, I swear to you, it's like top 3 of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And I fucking forgot about The Birdcage. That's why the Blind Top 5, it knows no mercy.
Yeah.
It is a... It's worse than American Gladiators.
Right? Get your ass kicked on this thing. I put it Birdcage in at number one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think we have a new tagline for Blind Top 5. It's worse than American Gladiators.
Can I tell you something, Frank? I don't think I'm qualified to take part in this Blind Top 5.
So that's two of us. It's just going to be Cuddles. Yeah. This one's just for Cuddles.
How could you put I'm putting Birdcage at number six. This is a fucking
travesty.
You got errand. You blew out, you know, what do you have left? What's your last one that's available?
Can I tell you something? As I'm writing Birdcage at number six, I go, I am going to disqualify myself from finishing this list. And I would stick with that, except for whatever she names next is going to be eight. So it's like, I can't there's no reason to disqualify myself, you know?
My number five spot is open right now. My five hole.
Five hole. Cuddles, your five is open?
Yeah, my five is open. I think I'm happy with that.
All right. I think I could have jumbled this list around a little better. I'm not completely 100% satisfied with where everything landed, mm-hmm. especially with Good Will Hunting at six. But great movie, The Birdcage. Mrs. Doubtfire, I'm happy at number, you know, around there, number two. Dead Poets Society, again, I have to see it, but I put it in at number three because I respect the legend of it. Aladdin at four, I could live with. And here we go. My number my five hole is open.
Okay, I think this is the one all of us have seen the least, so, but it's Awakenings.
Oh, it's a great movie. That is such a good movie.
Do you know what's weird about this? You ever have a movie that you're like, I gotta put that on again? And yeah. It's like, I swear to you, for the last 2-3 months, I've been like, I gotta put that movie on again.
DJ Shenanigan, unless you wanted this to be the Blind Top 139, I'm going to miss some movies.
There's a million, Robin Williams movies we can go on for days.
Oh, Good Morning Vietnam.
That's a great one.
Oh, there's a million of them. We could sit here and name them for days. Let me tell you something.
I would leave, I'm going to stick by Aaron here. Like, I would leave that out of this list. Because you got to have a Jumanji. You know what I'm saying? Like putting a lot.
You gotta have a
Good
Will Hunting. I got you.
You gotta have some that make the list in that make you duck and dive. You know, you can't just put all the good ones.
Yeah, exactly. So Aaron did a great job whittling it down to eight because, again, Robin Williams movies we'd be here for days if we had to name all of them. But
what was the last one?
Sorry. Awakenings, great movie. Robin Williams, Robert De Niro.
Thank you. Okay. All right. That was okay.
Such a good movie. Worth, if anybody hasn't seen it, very, very good movie.
I'm actually redoing this list because it can't
redo the list.
I know, but it can't go on like this.
No, this, you can't redo it. This is the list, buddy. That's the whole point of the Blind Top 5.
You're right.
There's no crying in Blind Top 5.
This is an atrocity that I would like to apologize to everybody watching and listening.
Which one are you upset with?
Most of all, I'd like to apologize to Robin Williams. Yeah. I'd like to next apologize to Nathan Lane because I don't know. It's tough. The bright lights you get in this, Aaron, you know, the whole thing. It's hard to keep it all together.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me be part of it. And a tiny, tiny spoiler, everyone out there, you're gonna want to be here Friday. It's gonna be fun.
Oh,
what is more fun?
And
this?
I don't think I've ever said that. So I'm not bluffing.
What do you think is better though, this one or the other one? Friday tonight or because tonight this episode was great.
Friday.
Last Person Standing.
You think Friday's
no,
gonna be
no,
better?
It's another Blind Five, but it's fun. More fun than usual.
I can't even imagine. I don't know what's happening.
All right, so another Blind Top 5 on Friday, but Aaron promises fun, more fun than usual. Okay.
I'm going to give American Gladiators a run for their money.
we're all changing our name. Good night, hon. Thank you. Appreciate it. Great job.
Good night.
We're all changing our name. I'll be Nitro.
I mean, listen, it's...
I feel like that's the name. When you think of American Gladiators, what are the names you think of? Nitro's probably number one.
Yeah, Nitro's one of them. I'm actually physically depressed. I mean, I'm really... I'm sorry. Right,
you forgot the bird cage. It's all right.
No. Unforgivable. What? Unforgivable.
It happens. There's a million Robin Williams movies. You can't. And even if you remembered the bird cage, there wasn't a guarantee that it was going to be on the list.
You know, and this is not an excuse, but in my mind, it's an ensemble piece. You know what I'm saying?
Of course it is.
Nathan Lane is as good as what's his
Gene
name?
Gene Hackman, Diane Wiest, Nathan Lane, Hank Azaria.
Come on, all great. Man. Hello, my career. Fucking thanks.
My Guatemalan-ness.
Not a week goes by that I don't say my Guatemalan-ness in my head, at least.
I never wear shoes because they make me fall down. Such a great movie. That's one of those movies, if it's on, you could just watch it from any point in the movie and just laugh your ass off. It's such
a it's hard. I'm not going to say it was stolen, but Hank Azaria.
He's magic, man. He's a great actor, character actor, voice on The Simpsons. He's, like 30 people on The Simpsons.
He might have more quotable lines from that movie, though, than Robin Williams or any of the other ones, you know?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they all have quotable lines, but yeah, you're probably right.
I pierced the toast.
Fuck the shrimp. you could see them start to laugh in that scene, which is great.
I think that scene is the greatest scene in movie history. That whole, when they walk into the kitchen. That's
a great, we gotta get out there before they see the bottom of the bowl.
He's like, God damn you.
Stop crying. Damn you. I wonder how much of that, because it's Robin Williams. You got to imagine most of that is all improvised and they're just reacting off of him.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of that. I would love to see a behind the scenes thing about that movie.
Just everything. Even the way he pulls the bottle out of the other guy's mouth when it makes that. Yeah. Every inch of that scene is hilarious.
But there's shrimp.
He's like, it is an entree, whatever.
Sweet and sour peasant soup is an entree. It's like a stew. What do you think I put so much in it for?
Agador Spartacus.
Agador Spartacus. What? That's such a great movie.
Oh, that's the best.
It really is.
That's the fucking best. Oh, man. And I left it out of the top four. Yeah, unforgivable.
You got errand. There's no shame in that game. It happens to all of us.
I'm telling you, this show, this game has made me feel like I could never get mad at a Jeopardy contestant ever again. It's just too much pressure.
You choke under the pressure. It happens.
It happens.
And there wasn't even like a timer. You had all the time in the world. There's no money at stake. And you choked.
I mean,
there's no, audience, live studio audience, whatever. I would pick up that Oval book, baby.
It's a good point,
Frank. Link in the description.
If you enjoy Erin's blind top fives, you'll enjoy her book, Oval, in stores now. The only store that matters, Amazon.
Damn right.
Amazon.
It's available for digital, or you could buy the hard copy.
Nice. All right. That's it for us. We'll catch you guys on Wednesday, back to the regular schedule this week. Appreciate everybody so much. We'll see you next time.
Show me potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
I feel like we